I'm going to give a real quick regular guy theater review because I saw an unbelievable performance that you must go see quickly. Because if you don't see it quickly, one, you're not going to get tickets, and two, it's going to be gone. And then, much like a monk in Days of Yore, you will flagellate yourself.
What?
Flagellate.
Flagellate.
Yourself. You'll take the big the rope with the knots, and you'll beat yourself on the back. Self-flagellation.
Very painful.
It's going to suck. That's what I'm saying. You got to go see this show. All right, here's the deal. If you have you ever seen Hello, Dolly, Cody?
No.
Any sort of performance of Hello, Dolly?
No.
I had not either. I know, you know, Barbara Streisand was Hello, Dolly. Carol Channing was Hello, Dolly. Bette Midler brought it back on Broadway, Hello, Dolly.
Ooh.
And last night was opening night of Hello, Dolly in Chicago, starring Betty Buckley. You may know Betty Buckley. She's been around forever. The woman is she's a Broadway staple. Two, she was the second mom on Eight is Enough. Did you ever see Eight is Enough? She was the original coach in the movie Carrie. She has been on, oh my goodness, she's been on Without a Trace, Law and Order SVU, blah, blah, blah. She's been in movies, Camino Royale, Gypsy, Carrie, Tender Mercies, Another Woman, Wyatt Earp. She's been around forever.
Wow.
And again, she has been called the voice of Broadway, Betty Buckley. So she stars as Dolly. If you've seen Dolly before, if you've never seen Dolly, Hello Dolly, until this point, you need to see this production of Hello Dolly. If you like musicals of any kind, if you're familiar with the story, you need to get to the Oriental Theater now. Don't wait. Get your tickets at Broadway in Chicago and go see Hello Dolly. It was phenomenal. Now, you know I raved about Aladdin. I felt almost as excited about Hello, Dolly as I did about Aladdin.
Oh, wow.
It was phenomenal. Betty Buckley has been around for ages. She's a legend, and she was terrific. But Betty Buckley was only a part of it. She's Dolly, and she was great. Her voice was phenomenal. Her dance, her wit, everything. She's a consummate pro. There's a reason she's a legend. The rest of the cast, flawless. Absolutely flawless. Horace Vandergelder was played by Louis Stadlin. Horace Vandergelder is this old guy from Yonkers, New York. He owns a hay and feed store. And he is who Dolly sets her sights on, despite the fact that she's trying to set him up with other women.
Ooh.
Yes, because she's a matchmaker. She's got it all. She does it all, this Dolly. Based Hello Dolly, based on the play The Matchmaker, which I started in high school.
Really?
Not as Dolly, but as, no, I played Cornelius Hackle, who is, in Hello Dolly, one of the young men who works for Vandergelder, who is one of the central characters of the show. So it's all about love and Dolly fixing people up, and it's wonderful. Everybody in the cast delivers a flawless performance. It's funny, the music is great, the staging is phenomenal. The staging of Vandergelder's store in Yonkers is a multi-level, beautiful set piece. When they go to a restaurant, the Harmonia Gardens restaurant, the most expensive restaurant in all of New York in the 1800s, and the inside is amazing. When the curtain comes up and they are inside the restaurant and the waiters come down the stairs and the waiters are doing this dance and there's curtained off little dining tables, it's amazing. And that's the center staircase where Dolly comes into the restaurant, and that's where they sing Hello Dolly. She sings it and the waiters sing it, and it's just wonderful. So if you know the story, You've probably seen some production of Hello Dolly. Maybe you were in a production of Hello Dolly. Maybe you were in a production of The Matchmaker, much as I was, and I got rave reviews, Cody. I'm not going to lie to you.
I was going to say, I remember that being the top bullet point in your...
It was, sure, it's on my resume, right there at the top, right under my name, address, and phone number. It says, in high school, he played Cornelius Hackle in The Matchmaker and was phenomenal.
And then a few bullets down as WGN Radio.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Down because people go, oh, I've heard of The Matchmaker. We've never heard of you on the radio. But, which is not true. But you have to go. You've got to go see this. It is just wonderful. And tickets range from $27 to $108. The Oriental Theater is a venue beyond compare. The cast brings this thing to life, and it is just, it's wonderful from start to finish. At one point, I leaned over to Debbie and said, I'm hungry for rainbow sherbet, because the costuming in this one scene, everything was bright and pastel-y, and they're all dressed in period pieces and swinging around, and it was a feast for the senses, Cody, nice. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
A feast for the eyes, for the ears, for the soul. Wow.
I'm full just listening to
it. Did I oversell it? I don't think I did. Go see for yourself. I give it, out of five top hats.
Wow.
Yes.
That's all the top hats.
That's all. I have no more top hats, which I got to say, lovely hats in this production. The guys all had fantastic hats.
How about the crowd? Did they have good top hats?
There was nobody in the crowd in a top hat.
Mm.
I believe I was the only man in a bow tie once again. Usually my Paul Lesnick, who is you hear on the station sometimes, you see on, I think it's, Comcast. He does business, political stuff. He'll sometimes wear a bow tie. I saw our own Dean Richards there at the theater. John Williams was there. Our good friend Sarah Tiemann was there. Elif, John's producer, was there.
That's who you were talking about earlier.
That's, yes.
She also loved it. She was raving about in the hallways.
Yeah, she said there were a couple points where she was falling asleep, but that could be fatigue. You know, I know John keeps her here till like 10, 12 at night, even though they're off the air at 3.
Yeah, that's weird to
me. It does seem odd. Imagine if I tried to make you do that. Never. But anyway, go to Broadway in Chicago. Go see Betty Buckley and Hello Dolly. It is quite literally one of the most fun nights you'll have at the theater. It's a classic, and there's a reason it's a classic. And don't say to yourself, well, it's coming to community theater in 6 months. I'll just wait and go there. It'll probably be fine at community theater. Wonderful. You know, your accountant and the fire chief and two people who work at McDonald's are going to do a great job. Don't kid yourself. But if you want to take it up about 87 notches, go see Hello Dolly. It is at the Oriental Theater, and it runs through Saturday, November 17th. So you should try to go.
Yeah.
Take your Dr. Mrs. Cody and go see Hello Dolly, and it'll be fantastic.
But there's no actual mention of rainbow sherbet as the food in the show.
No, it triggered. Trigger warning.
Uh-oh.
Rainbow sherbet. It triggered my love for rainbow sherbet, which I have not had. And do you say sherbet or sherbert? I hope you say sherbet.
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Okay, some people say sherbet. When I was a kid, I said sherbet, and then I became culturally refined.
You know,
I started going to the theater.
You know, when I was in fifth grade, I lost a spelling bee to Becky Lundberg because of the word sherbet. Because in one spelling contest, they said the word sherbert, and they tricked me, and it was spelled the other way. So they gave me the word sherbet, and I spelled it with an R.
How can that be? What dictionary were they using in the first spelling bee? Just Urban Dictionary?
I have no idea.
It doesn't seem right. The word is sherbet.
No idea.
It's like ketchup and catsup.
Well.
Because you see it spelled two different ways. I don't know. All I know is when I was a kid, I used to love it. Meadow Gold Rainbow Sherbet came in the plastic tub. Oh, man. And I wasn't a big raspberry guy back when I was a kid, but in a rainbow sherbet combination, it worked.
Yeah.
I didn't like the ones that had pineapple in it. I liked the lemon, the orange. Sometimes you'd get the lime, which was good. So you'd get green, yellow, orange, and the purple was the raspberry or the blueberry.
I've had the lime. That was good. The reason I ask is because when we saw Lawrence of Arabia, there's an extended scene where Lawrence is trying to get lemonade.
Oh, is that right?
All he wants, he just came back from like a war in the desert or something, probably decapitated a bunch of people.
Of course.
All he wants is a glass of lemonade.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And he gets this ice cold glass of lemonade. And when I saw it at the Music Box Theater last month, the air conditioning was not operating as properly as I would have liked. I love the Music Box Theater. Everybody knows this.
I heavily endorse them.
I proposed to my wife there.
You don't need to listen.
I'm just saying.
Even the places we love the most can sometimes screw the pooch.
This particular evening, I don't know what was wrong. Maybe it was especially hot outside.
Whatever.
So it's like upper 70s in the theater watching Lawrence of Arabia, which is appropriate because it's a four-hour movie that takes place in a desert. Damned if I did not make a beeline for the concession stand for a glass of lemonade.
Really?
Specifically, at intermission, because they have intermissions in long movies like that, and they did not have lemonade.
Really?
So we went to go look for lemonade, and I went next door to the bar.
During intermission?
Yeah. It's like a 10-minute, 15.
Okay.
So they did not have any lemonade at the bar next door that's connected. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we got to walk somewhere. And it's mostly restaurants nearby. Ended up at the DQ Grill and Chill.
Okay.
Because I'm like, they got to have some kind of frozen lemonade treat. Or maybe a Minute Maid lemonade in their machine. Nope. No
really?
Lemonade. So I don't want to go to a place where you are exposed to a certain food, or you suddenly have a craving and you can't get it.
Well, it wasn't...
Again, it's not overt. Nothing, so I may not make that connection, so I won't have the craving.
It had nothing to do with the all that... I'm trying to think. If you have a hankering for pheasant, that might trigger you, because that was mentioned. Chicken and turkey were also mentioned, and beets.
Oh, that's
so
all I
if
eat.
Any of those food groups trigger you, bring something in a Ziploc bag in your clutch, which I know you like to carry your man bag to the when you go to the theater.
It's very clutch.
Or out around town. So there won't... The rainbow sherbet thing was just me.
Yeah.
I made this... There was all these pastel things dancing around it. I was like, man, either that or a rainbow cone. I need something. I need some sort of frozen confection.
Fortunately, you probably were substitute teaching later, so you could open a box of crayons, markers...
I substitute taught this morning.
There you go.
And that was the morning after. There's got to be a morning after. What movie did that come from?
Ooh, Rambo 2.
No, close. Poseidon Adventure. Ah, boy, not even. I think they both had water in it. That's why I gave it to you as close.
Yeah.
And I think Rambo 2 had a boat as well.
Wasn't Rambo 2 just Rambo?
No, Rambo was Rambo First Blood Part 2 was the full title. Because it was First Blood.
It was First Blood.
And then Rambo, First Blood Part 2.
And then Rambo 3.
Right. And then Rambo 4. And then, oh my God, is he still alive? Rambo 4. 4 out of 5? 5.
Was there a Rambo 5?
I can't remember.
There's
how
no
many
way there was a Rambo 5.
I don't know how many Rambo movies there were.
I know he did The Expendables, which was pretty solid.
That doesn't count as a Rambo movie. Does it?
No. There were a couple key names missing from The Expendables that did upset me.
Is that right?
Don't remember which ones, but at the time it upset me. Like, I think Jean-Claude Van Damme, he was in it.
Aha, there were five.
Five Rambos?
First Blood.
When was Rambo 5?
First Blood, then Rambo First Blood Part 2, then Rambo 3, then Rambo 5,
Wait, Rambo 5 comes out in 2019.
Does it? Oh, wow. Okay,
it's not out
so
yet.
It's coming out. Vietnam teams up with a reporter to save a kidnapped girl from a vicious drug cartel in Mexico. Of course he does. Yeah, I remember seeing Rambo in 2008. That 10 years ago already?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And he was about 700 then.
Wow.
Stallone's out of his gourd. Good for him.
Yeah, you know, the Expendables did have Sylvester Stallone and a bunch of other names. But yeah, I think
Wasn't Dolph Lundgren in there?
Heck
was
yeah.
Arnold in there?
Yeah, Arnold was... He might have been in the second one. They CGI'd him in because he was governor at the time.
Oh, hello.
So I think he got CGI'd.
All right, very nice.
I made that fact up, so don't quote me on it. Good thing nobody is listening to this for Rambo facts.
Maybe they are. Maybe Stallone's listening. You know.
Hi, Sylvester.
Hey, I'll tell you this, going back real quickly to the Broadway intro. I'm always excited when a celebrity likes or retweets something that I posted. I tagged Betty Buckley in an Instagram post about the show last night, and she liked it.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Look at me, all social media'd.
When WWE came into town, I tweeted about Becky Lynch, the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Right.
She retweeted me.
Boom.
I lost my mind. I got notifications for like 3 days. It was ridiculous.
You see, we're still just suckers for, we like celebrities as much as you do.
Oh, we're totally suckers for that kind of thing.
Come on.
Get Sylvester Stallone in here. We'll both, you know.
Oh, listen, come on. Rocky was phenomenal. The final one, Rocky Balboa, when he wrapped it all up after he fought Creed and, I will break you. When he fought Dolph Lundgren. After all those, he comes back with Rocky Balboa to like wrap everything up, and it was genius.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Creed was pretty good, but that was more about Creed than Rocky was in it, but it was more about Creed. But yeah, and I thought First Blood was an excellent movie. course, I was a freshman in college when it came out, and I was probably drunk, but I thought it was really solid. But then, you know, then those, all those sequels in the middle, it's like, oh, man, just back the truck up with the money, because that's basically what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because here's something that always bothered me, going to the Rocky movies. So Rocky One, he was kind of punchy, you know, kind of a goofball. But then, now granted, he took a beating from Apollo Creed at the end of Rocky. Rocky Two, it was like he had brain damage. He was the dumbest person on the face of the planet. And then all of a sudden, 3, 4, 5, he's like this suave debonair. He was suave and debonair in 3. That was when he got all cut and jacked. And then he was cool when he was fighting Drago.
Yeah.
And then when he was fighting Tommy Gunn, he kind of reverted back a little bit to the persona of One, where he was, but it was, Two, he was just too stupid.
I don't remember Two that well.
It was horrible.
My wife has never seen Two.
That was the one where he had the black Trans Am, and he went shopping because he had all the money, and that's when his kid was born.
Oh, yeah. No, I need to. We need to see it.
Oh, you got to have a whole night. Just have a big Rocky viewing party.
I don't
just
know.
Just a marathon.
That's a big ask.
Rocky.
There's our podcast theme song right there.
Wow.
This has been a cappella with Brian and Cody. Rocky IV is a music video. This is why I can't do it. Rocky IV is straight up a music video. If you watch that film, more than half of that film is montages.
Oh, sure. When he's going up the mountain in the snow. Again, we go back to hating Russia. Remember when we used to not like Russia? Like back in the time of Rocky IV?
Mm-hmm.
When Russia was our enemy?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Drago is... So they have to... They have... Just in case you didn't feel... Like enough contempt for Drago after he kills Apollo Creed. You hate him already. But in his big training music video, instead of just showing him as this superhuman guy, then they have to show the needle, you know, giving him the steroids. You know, it's like, oh, see, that's, we knew it, dirty Russian.
But you know what steroids can't put in your body?
Heart.
Rocky
has it.